enough of my ranting, and it's time to get our guest on the show for today. He is a man who is currently just made his way to the big city. He's a former Columbus Crew star, a former Racing Santander, former Brescia man, former DC United player as well, and now he is making his way in the big city. It is Mr. Danny Setella. And I apologise, Danny, if I've just butchered your name there. Joining us here on World Football Daily from the New York Cosmos. Danny, how are you doing today, mate? It's a pleasure to have you on board.
Doing great. Thank you.
Now, Danny, let's start with your previous kind of clubs. A guy who was offered an opportunity to stay in Italy after a loan spell at Brescia that proved to be, all things considered, very successful. Why did you choose not to stay in European football?
I mean, at the time, it was a little difficult because a few nagging injuries, this and there, you know, some health problems my mother was having, and I decided at that time that for me, the best thing to do was to come back to the U.S. to be a little closer to family, you know, the opportunity, you know, as long as I'm playing well and stay injury-free, I'd always have the opportunity to go back. So I decided to come home for a few years, and hopefully, you know, eventually I'll be able to have the opportunity to go back to Europe.
At that time at Racing Santander and at Brescia as well, how much did that help your development? Because you're very young going out across to Racing Santander, about 21, I believe it is. And how that's a pivotal time for any footballer in the way they start to learn and appreciate the game.
It was great. You know, it was a great learning experience. You know, playing with players, you know, at the time, Racing had the best season in the history of the team, you know. And at the time, they had players that, former Real Madrid players and players that played in Atletico Madrid, so it was great for me to be able to be around such guys, such great professionals, and learn the game in a different style. You know, in Spain, every country actually has a different style, and Spain had their own style, so it was great to go there and learn a different style of football.
Do you think it's been useful in the terms that you've been able to bring some of that back to the US and maybe impart some of that knowledge, some of the style of training, maybe the style of drills that they do? Have you been able to impart any of that into the other clubs that you've played at DC and now at New York?
You know, I think that DC and the Cosmos right now, you know, we have a group of guys that have all different experience of soccer. You know, some guys are dribblers, some guys are passers, some guys like to keep the ball. So guys like to hit the long ball. So, I mean, you know, playing where I played, I feel like we got everything in one team. I feel like, you know, DC did a lot of that also, you know. So, you know, being in Spain and Italy, you know, with those styles and then coming back here, you know, was very similar.
Now, as you mentioned there, with you've suffered with injuries throughout your career, and there's been a lot of talk about depression in football here in the UK about dealing with injuries and drastic changes in a player's lifestyle. I mean, when you get hit by an injury, and as many as that you've had, Danny, does it start to affect you at all in your mindset away from the game? Does it start to creep into your personal life at all?
You know, when you have these little injuries, it's not so bad when it's like a week or 2 weeks. But, you know, my last injury that I had, you know, that started in February with the knee, and then it was 3 years I was out of football, you know. So it was, at times it was very, very hard. I felt, you know, depressed at times, you know, being able to watch soccer but not being able to play. You know, for 9 months I was only able to ride the bike and just walk, you know, no running, no soccer, no heavy weight. So, you know, at times it was difficult, but I just stayed positive, you know, and prayed to God, and everything worked out great. And, you know, right now the knee's feeling great. The Cosmos gave me the opportunity to come into preseason, and then they offered me a contract. So, I mean, I'm happy to be here.
I mean, that's one thing. Is it such a mental game when that sort of injury takes place? I mean, the points when you have, though, to reach out to other people to help you get through this. I mean, you know, friends and family, using them as a support as well during that time, both obviously physically and mentally as well.
Yes, definitely. I mean, you know, the family is important. Friends are important. You know, my girlfriend was there by my side the whole time, you know, and the family. It's important, you know, because they're around you, and you know, they're the ones that are always going to be positive in your life, you know, never negative. So having them around, you know, helped a lot. So, I mean, you know, going to church every week and praying, you know, the third surgery I had to have on my knee, I had to wait 9 months for. And, you know, just every day I was praying, you know, waiting for the phone call that it's time for the surgery. But, you know, all you can do is wait and just do the little things that the doctor tells you to do, and then just hope that you got that phone call for the third surgery to come in and have it done.
Can you describe that feeling of after being out for so long, 3 years, as you said, in 2010 to 2013, and then being able to step back into a professional training setup once again, around the guys, getting to kick and play a football for a living once again. What is that feeling like for a footballer? Can you put it into words at all, or is it just too much?
You know, for me, I've been asked that before, and I can't put it into words. You know, the closest I can explain it is maybe a kid waking up on Christmas morning and having the gift he wanted, you know, and that's the feeling I have every day, is a kid waking up on Christmas morning. For me, it's like being a child, and every morning is Christmas. So,
are you feeling as good as you were, or is it even, are you feeling even better because you've been away from the game, you've had it stripped away from you for so long?
You know, I've been away, you know, I feel like tactically, you know, my touches and everything are getting better. But I think mentally and reading the game and being smarter on the field is definitely, I feel I have improved from watching so much soccer on TV, you know, for the past 3 years, not being able to do much. You know, I feel like I've definitely became a smarter player. And skill-wise, everything is coming back slowly. You know, you're not just going to like that, but every day I'm working hard, you know, at trainings and after training. So just keep working hard and you know, and just keep getting better.
And now, obviously, being at a club like the New York Cosmos, I mean, that's no small feat. That's no small club. It's a big name with some big players in its history. What's it like to step in, to pull on that training jersey that you know some of the greatest players in world football have worn at one point or another?
I mean, it feels great. You know, growing up, you know, a lot of kids on our team, we weren't around to watch the Cosmos, but we've, you know, heard the stories from, you know, our fathers, our family members, and, you know, we've seen clips, but we never were there to actually see a game. And knowing all the players that came through the Cosmos, that's a big name. The Cosmos were known all over the world. And now stepping into the team and the team coming back, we just know that we have a big step in our careers to bring the Cosmos back, to prove to everyone that the Cosmos are back and that we can hopefully succeed like the Cosmos did 30 years ago.
What's the feeling around the club at the moment? Because there's been that big news about New York City being the next Major League Soccer franchise to take place. And a number of people, including myself, thought this was going to be the opportunity for the Cosmos to take that step up into the top rank of Major League Soccer. Is there an ominous outlook at the club as an overall, or is it still positive gung-ho, we're going to get ourselves back into Major League Soccer, back into the upper echelon of U.S. soccer?
You know, I think that the Cosmos will make it there. You know, the NASL, unfortunately, you know, there's 8 teams, but, you know, it's a starting point for the Cosmos. It's been a while since they've been out of the league, you know. So I feel like, you know, as long as we succeed, you know, we're gonna be okay. And I think MLS, you know, will have that decision to make, that they'll see that we'll be succeeding in the NASL. We'll be bringing in fans, and they're going to have a decision to make. So, I mean, you know, as long as we're playing soccer and winning and succeeding with the Cosmos, you know, for the organization, for the fans, I think eventually that step will have to be taken to MLS.
And it must be nice for you as well to have joined, and then just a few days later, Marcos Senna, you know, a legend of Champions League football with Villarreal, turns up at the club as well. I mean, that's got a nice spring in your step. Has Marcos still got it? Have you seen in training whether he's still got it or not?
Yeah, of course he's got it. I think a player like that's never going to lose it. You know, so, I mean, he's been training. You know, even he trained a couple of days so far, you know, because he got in a few days ago. But, I mean, watching him train, watching just the way his movement without the ball and his passes, you know, it's just for everyone to learn. You know, he's a great professional, you know, played with Spain, a legend in Villarreal. I think it's just great to have a guy around the team because he's such a leader and for us to just grow and learn from.
Has he still got a rifle of a long-range effort on him as well? Has he still got the power in that boot?
Oh, yeah, he's still got it.
Sending ship.
I think that's one thing that once you have it, you never lose, no matter how old you are.
What about yourself then, Danny? With the season just a few weeks away now, what's your personal goal? Is it to get as much game time? Is it to stay injury-free? Is it to bag a couple of goals? What are you setting yourself as targets for the upcoming season?
You know, obviously it's to stay injury-free, you know, and I've been feeling great and working hard in the weight room after trainings, you know, during trainings. And I think, you know, to play, it's every player's goal to be a starter on the team. But, you know, you got to prove yourself to the coach, and the coach makes a decision. So all you can do is work hard every day at training and hope that you end up in that starting 11. You know, that, but also my goal is if I don't start in the starting 11, just to come in and help the team. Even if it's helping the players at training get better, you know, that's my goal, just to make the team better and make the and succeed at this organization, have the organization succeed to what it was 30 years ago and maybe even better.
Do you get the feeling that Giovanni Savese, the coach at the New York Cosmos, do you get the feeling that he is pushing you and getting every last inch out of you at the moment?
Yes, I definitely believe that. You know, with Gio and the rest of the staff, you know, they're the one team that gave me the opportunity to come into preseason and to prove myself, you know, and I'm grateful for that opportunity. And, you know, every day I'm working harder and harder, and you see the trainers, the coaches, and every other coach in this coaching staff is just pushing not just myself but every other player. They know where to what level we can get up to, and you know, and if they see that we're not at that level, they're going to push us to that level.
And you've of course had caps for the U.S. men's national team, and is that something that still is in your sights as a distant future goal again? Is that to get back to that level, to be playing and wearing a U.S. men's national team shirt again?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's still a goal of mine. But you know, the first goal is to stay healthy and focus right now on the Cosmos. You know, the national team is another step farther down the road. But right now, my focus is here to stay healthy, to improve as a player still, and just to worry about, you know, being able to hopefully get on the starting 11 on August 3rd. So, I mean, right now, the national team, of course, is in the back of my head, but, you know, my focus right now is the Cosmos.
Danny, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. It's such an interesting career and such a great perspective on what it's like to be a footballer going through those rough times, as well as obviously coming back to the good times as well and joining up with New York. We wish you the best of luck with your season. We obviously hope that you stay healthy. And I tell you what, you're a very lucky man, because I think the New York Cosmos are probably one of the best dress sides out there, that's for sure. Maybe not in Major League Soccer just yet, but I love all of the merchandise they've got. If you're wearing that around New York City, mate, you know you're going to be having a good time.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks very much. Danny Sedzelov there joining us here on World Football Daily to talk all things about his career, to talk about the New York Cosmos, and to talk about his future plans as he looks to establish himself back in U.S. soccer.